Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where the ideas are guaranteed to be unique and provocative, whether you agree with them or not. Today's topic is an overly packaged deal. Recently, I bought two ink cartridges for my computer printer. When I went to open one up, I was overwhelmed by the amount of packaging. The two cartridges were packaged together in a rigid, clear plastic container. There may have been an easy way to open it, but I couldn't think outside the box enough to figure it out. So, being a sometimes macho guy, I just ripped open the plastic with a knife. Inside the plastic was a cardboard box with the name of the cartridge on it. I opened the box. Inside the box was a plastic case with a cartridge inside. I had to tear off the top of the plastic to actually get to the cartridge, which also had a little plastic orange clip that covered the sensitive part where the ink actually flows. Too much. If I had taken the plastic bag I was offered when I bought the cartridges, it would have added up to 4 or 5 different kinds of packaging for this admittedly somewhat sensitive piece of plastic and ink. Again, too much. We could all directly address this issue, not only by refusing a bag for our purchases, but also by removing the excessive packaging and leaving it in the store. You can say to the clerk, "I want the item, but not all the packaging, so the plastic is yours. You get to keep it." I certainly could have done that with a heavy plastic that did nothing but keep the two ink cartridges attached to each other. Food seems to be an item with way too much packaging. I've taken off plastic packaging and either left it where I found the item or at the checkout counter right in front of the cashier. I hope they have not taken it personally, and I have asked them to tell the store manager that they can reduce waste, especially by not packaging fruits and vegetables and certain other food items. If you do remove packaging, it helps to tell someone what you're doing and why. Otherwise, they don't get the message that the package is unnecessary. According to the Maine DEP, Department of Environmental Protection, businesses that use plastic carrying bags must, by law, provide a container within 20 feet of the store entrance so that if you want to bring back their bags, you can. Also, they must either have a recycling program themselves for those bags or deliver them to someone who does. Some retailers do have these containers for bags, so look for them. If you don't find one, ask the business to set something up. When I bought the ink cartridges, the outside plastic container had no recycling number on it at all, and the one inside the box was a number 5. Well, thanks a lot. According to my DEP contact, there is not one town in Maine or anywhere else in the state that will accept and recycle a number 5 plastic, or anything other than number 1 and number 2. He said there is simply no market for number 5's polypropylene or 6's polystyrene anywhere in the country. Well, one part of thinking outside the box is to get a second opinion, and my contact at www.recyclemaine.com from the state planning office had a different story. I can bring my 5s, 6s, and 7s to Pittsfield's transfer station, or to Portland, or several towns in York County that do take all plastics. I did call the Pittsfield transfer station. Pittsfield is between Bangor and Waterville, by the way. And yes, the person said, "We do take all plastics. Don't take no for an answer if you really want a yes." But not only was I stuck with unnecessary packaging, now I need to go to Pittsfield or Portland or Southern Maine to recycle it. And, by the way, most East Coast plastic winds up in North Carolina for melting and reuse. I wonder how much energy is wasted hauling all that plastic about 1,000 miles. The next time you buy something with packaging you don't need or want, what will you do? You do have a choice. You don't have to get stuck with it, trash it, or try to recycle it. You can refuse it, remove and leave it at the register or in the store, or possibly bring it back to the store. You can think outside the box and just say no. If you want to comment on this feature, send an email to news@weru.org with Outside the Box in the subject line, or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in thinking outside the box.